Welcome to the podcast. We are calling, Tony and Ryan, by the way.
That's Tony, I'm Ryan.
And we are calling South Australia.
Way, Radelaide.
Actually, very regional South Australia.
Oh, okay. Barrie.
I'd say.
Hello.
Stevie.
Hello.
It's Tony and Ryan. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're well, Stevie. What have we caught you doing? What are you up to?
I am in the tractor. I work in a vineyard.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So you're in, how do I say the name? Is it Tarpina?
Yep, Tarpina.
And you're a tarpa from Tarpina?
I am.
Oh my, I didn't even realise that. That's
incredible.
That's
so fun.
I know, right? I hold it proud. I have Tarpina's postcode tattooed on my ankle.
Oh.
That is commitment. Yep.
And how's the, are we calling you during, is it like vintage at the moment?
Yeah, so we picked our white grapes last week. And at the moment I'm spraying some stuff to kill off some moths and caterpillars and whatnot.
Yep.
And we'll be picking reds eventually. Like, it's very, like, we're sort of in the limbo at the minute before it's going to be all...
The calm before the storm.
Wine maker chat.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we've gotten a little bit sidetracked, but would you mind approving the podcast? I don't even think we've gotten to that yet.
I would love to approve the podcast.
Great.
Legend. Great. I would have honestly just gone, thanks so much for chatting and hung up.
I was about to be like, well, thanks for chatting with us. And I was like, hang on, we haven't done the one thing we're supposed to do.
It's Stevie from Tarpina, South Australia, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today, and I feel like pleading the fifth. What's that like? I don't want to say anything that may incriminate myself.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We're talking about people in your life who always cancel.
Who?
Don't turn up.
I don't know anyone like
neither.
That.
Neither. Yeah. No, unfamiliar. Interesting. Unrelatable news. That's coming up today. But first, what blew your mind? Because
that was probably pretty straightforward.
Probably. When you hear how dumb people from the Tony and Ryan Patreon are.
Well, I feel like also you guys are incriminated in this
story.
Yeah,
please.
So
fill us in what happened on Friday.
This all came up because I saw this life hack or, you know, thing that you're supposed, everybody apparently knows, is that when you're at the shops, you should put your divider a certain way, not the other way, whatever. And I said, oh, yeah, because then it trips the sensor and you guys both went, what?
I thought that there was a foot pedal at the supermarket with the checkout chick. Apparently, you're telling me ex-Coles supermarket, no pedal.
No, there's no pedal. I mean, back in the day, maybe there was a pedal, but no, it's like a sensor.
Like back in the late 2022s kind of thing.
Yeah, like last week maybe when you said it.
Yeah.
No, so it's like a sensor at the end and that's like what moves your shopping down.
That fucking did me all weekend.
Yeah. No, it.
I was looking over counters like, what do you got on there?
What do you got going on? Little foot action? Or?
So that's kind of blown my mind. Uh-huh. So I asked people in the Tony and Ryan Patreon, well, what's blown your mind?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, was it pretty obvious in hindsight? And fuck.
Because I also shared that when I watched the movie The Prestige, I was shocked that they could find an actor that looked just like Hugh Jackman. And it was just Hugh Jackman playing two roles.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, like strange things happen in the world, I'd say.
How did they get him so
close? Oh, my God.
They actually do well in that movie to make him
look different.
Yeah.
And that's
fucking
why.
Gotcha.
That's why gotcha. It got me because it's not as if he's just like, oh, it's obviously two of them. He looks real. And I was like, fuck, like how'd they find, not only how'd they find him, but as if that guy's also an actor, as if he's, you know, as if he's able to remember lines. He was available at the time. You know, he doesn't have a different accent or something. Like, what are the chances?
Maybe it was Hugh Jackman's like body double for, you know, stunts and stuff. He was just on set and they go, can you do a couple of lines, Ruth?
And he goes, yeah, I can. Did you say Ruth?
What was his name? Roop.
Something like that. He had an accent though.
It was a fucked accent, What blew your mind? That probably shouldn't have. Beth said a friend of mine was complaining how he hated the first part of the shower because it was always so cold. He didn't realize you could turn the shower on and wait for it to heat up a bit before you get in. Beth, I know you can't like dump a friend. Like you can dump a partner, but like dump that friend.
Oh my my God.
Wow.
Like, well, yeah, because I always like pop it on and like run it for a minute.
Yeah.
And then, or not a minute, but it only takes a couple of, like, what, 10, 20 seconds or something?
Well, if you got Everstream, mate.
What's your Everstream?
Like, hot water ready to go.
Oh, well, I think it's just because I'm in an apartment. There's like 800 people trying to use hot water at the same time. It's got to be a pretty good system. We, in an apartment we used to live in, we had like a hot water system and it was like the tank. So you only had that much hot water all the time.
And when it's empty, it's done.
And when it's empty, it's done. It has to like refill or whatever. That sucked because I had really long hair at the time.
Oh.
So it took me like a long time to wash my
hair.
Yeah,
it's a process.
Yeah. And so then every time I was in the shower, I'd use all the hot water and the last half of the shower would be like.
And then the rest of everyone else in the house.
Well, yeah, Torbs would be like, okay, well, we'll have a shower tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess I'll wait.
Like when it refills.
We'll wait.
Yeah.
Tony's actually washed her hair, guys. Yeah. Oh.
Actually, that's really fucking stupid though. Beth, on you, mate.
Your mate's a fuckhead.
Yeah.
Tony with a Y.
Oh.
Yoni.
This isn't Tony DeLuca, is it?
Don't know. Actually.
Sorry. Okay.
Paprika is just dried up and ground red peppers.
What?
Mm-hmm. That there's no, like, paprika isn't like a thing. It's just capsicum grinded.
Really?
I also didn't know this because I love paprika because sometimes I do like homemade tacos and stuff and put that on the chicken. Oh, yeah. Delicious. And
I put paprika in like my mac and cheese or like if I'm making like a bechamel sauce or something.
Do you like crush it or do you get like already ready?
No,
to go
we
powder?
Just have a grounded paprika like jar.
Yeah. So
because obviously I didn't know what it was. So what would I be grounding up?
Yeah, exactly.
A paprika seed. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing because I would crush like a, is it. Cumin seeds?
Cumin
seeds. Because so when I do a rub, I get there's a bunch of stuff in the big bowl and I crush it all together.
Yeah. Like the mortar and pestle thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if 10 minutes ago, I would have gone, yep, get the paprika seeds from the paprika tree.
So is it ground up dried capsicum or capsicum seeds? No.
Red peppers.
The actual red capsicum.
Yeah.
Roasted, dried.
Oh. Yeah, I had no idea.
Go on, Jane.
But I don't think, does that really fit in the criteria of what blew your mind?
I don't think
but
it's
was
obvious.
Probably pretty obvious.
No.
I don't think that's obvious.
But also,
great fact.
But also,
are you doing fact chat?
No, I'm not. I'm actually not. And to keep in mind, it might be obvious to people, not you and me, who actually enter the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a chef.
No.
I don't think that my boyfriend.
Did you say husband? Oh, my God. Have you not... Show us those hands, mate. Is there something you're not telling us?
Oh, my God. I don't know what just
happened. Oh, my. Tony.
I don't know what just happened.
Do we need to call Torbs?
No,
have you proposed to him?
No. Absolutely. Don't know. I'm so red. I'm really red. I don't know what just happened.
I think it was last Friday when we were discussing how much of an asshole your boyfriend was. Must have had a pretty solid inning on the weekend.
No, I don't
that
think
shit.
That
Put a
my
ring on it,
boyfriend...
Torbs. Husband material.
I don't think that my boyfriend Torbs would know that they're red peppers and he does all the cooking. Sorry.
Red cheeks.
That jacket, because I was at your house this morning, that jacket, what sort of material was it that he was wearing?
Material?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Can you remember what it was?
It
was husband material!
Anyway, I don't think that he would know and he does all the cooking. This sounds
like
okay? It sounds like I'm
okay?
hiding something, but I'm just shocked that that
are you
came
a drug
out.
Dealer?
I've never said that.
Have you
before.
Eloped on the weekend?
No. Oh my no.
Well, I don't have rings on my fingers. I'm married.
That's true.
In fact,
sorry.
Have you got rings, Cam?
Yeah, no. You just can't see it.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, fucking hell.
Kendra.
Hi, Kendra.
Tater tots and potato gems are made from potatoes. It's obvious when you know, but I just never really thought about it.
What? That's just like a little chip. Like a little fat chip.
I love potato gems.
Oh, come in my ass. So good. But do you know what the thing is that a potato gem crisps up in a way that like a chip just doesn't, especially when you make them at home.
The ratio of crunch outside to soft inside cannot be matched.
Oh, do you know?
Tomato sauce and vinegar.
Do you know what's my very favorite thing ever that has been discontinued?
Our lovemaking sessions.
Because I'm now apparently married.
Yeah.
KFC mashies.
Really?
The mashed potato with the crumb on the outside, and then they'd obviously like deep fry them. They were my favorite thing in the world, and they don't sell them anymore.
Can we remake a mashie? Can we do a homemade mashie? Or we need a deep fryer?
You might need it, but you could shallow fry them in like a pan. I don't have a deep fryer.
You should get a deep fryer.
No fucking way.
Of all the shit you need to get and you have got, why don't you have a deep fryer?
No, because I wouldn't be able to be trusted. I'd eat deep fried Mars bars for breakfast if I had a deep fryer.
It's not because I don't want it. I can't afford it. I can't be trusted. With a deep fryer.
I actually can't. Torbs and I once thought about getting one because we went through, I think maybe it was in lockdown and that some kooky shit went on. You know what I mean?
Sorry, I was
like, wouldn't it be great if we bought a deep fryer for like, to make like onion rings?
Delicious.
Because so good. And then Torbs was like, Tony Louise. Like, there's just no way. There's not, and because like once you put oil in it, you like have to use it. You know what I mean? So I'd be like, what a waste of oil. And all of a sudden you're fucking craning me out of the side of the house because I didn't want to waste the oil, you know? Like,
what
a shame.
I got a question.
Christian.
Would you love me even more than you already do?
Don't buy me a...
Extremely fucked up.
I'd be really fucked up.
If I just rocked up with a deep fryer.
And a heap of oil. And you go, well, don't worry about wasting it, mate. You didn't pay for it.
I got a barrel. I got a drum of it out in the hallway.
I'd be really fucked up because I actually just don't think I could not use it. Actually don't think that I could stop myself.
Our next YouTube video is called Will It Deep Fry?
No.
Yes. I've never loved anything more than this.
Tony and Fryer.
When I'm on paternity leave, what replaced you? Was another a comedian? Was it camp? No, it was a deep fryer.
So I'm sitting here making jokes and I look over at blah, 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 the oil's bubbling away.
What's the next novel and up? Yeah. Psst. Like,
yeah. As we drop an onion ring in there.
Fuck.
When you buy me an air, no, I don't want it.
What would be one item? And I know you said that a KFC mashie was like a real treat.
I just hate that they don't have them anymore. Yeah.
What's one thing that's maybe not a traditional deep fried thing that you would love to deep fry? Can I give a suggestion?
Yeah.
Something that's like, that would end up being after you've deep fried it, like an egg Benedict ball. So it's like hollandaise. And maybe a bit of ham and something wrapped up.
Or if you did a mashie and in the middle of the mashie you put hollandaise and then you deep fried that, that'd be cum town.
I'm almost about to.
Yeah.
Okay,
that'd be really good. Do you remember when we went through
the hot dog phase?
The deep fried Kransky.
Yeah, that was a phase.
That is fucking cum town for sure.
Yeah.
They are very good. I actually only recently, so our producer Cam and our video guy Franco, we did a big trip when we were for filming Still Call Australia Home. And as like a big thank you, when we got back, I was like, guys, I'll buy dinner. And they're like, oh, we'll transfer you. And I was like, nah, it's on me. Like, thank you for, didn't even use the work card. I paid for it.
So it wasn't the Maccas that I saw pop up on the
website? No. That was while we were working.
Okay, sorry.
No, and I bought us fish and chips.
Oh, nice.
And we did like a big fish and chips
to wash down the Maccas from earlier.
What is going on?
No, actually, you're right. I'm pro deep fry.
Don't take that fucking tone with me.
Yeah,
please.
No, you're right.
Anyway, and we got fish and chips because it was really late. We were like, oh, how good.
Did you get it from the New Zealand fish and chip place?
Yeah, my favourite place, Kiwi Fish and Chip. And they, we all got a deep fried Kransky.
How good was it?
And it was so good.
Barbecue
and,
sauce or tomato?
No sauce.
Cheese.
Straight up.
Cheese
in it.
Bit in dunk in it?
No.
Geez, that's when you know it's good.
Yeah. It's so good. And then we all, it like put us in a food coma. We were all like falling asleep watching Bruce Almighty. It was very cute.
That is very cute.
Yep.
I don't know if we're going to beat that, but let's push on anyway. Ethan.
Hi, Ethan.
I didn't know that pickles weren't their own vegetable. They're just pickled cucumbers. For so long, I thought pickle was just a type of vegetable.
Yeah.
And Ethan, me too.
I will say I did know this, but when I learnt that, I was shocked. So, I just had never. It's one of the you go. That's a pickle. Like, so, I mean, until very recently, you didn't know that a cucumber and a zucchini were different. So
do we know that?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. They're very different.
So I must have had a pickle in a cheeseburger in a McDonald's Happy Meal when I was 4 or 5 and was like, oh, that's not for me.
Oh, I don't like pickles. And you've decided that. Okay.
And my brain's gone, oh, I don't like pickles. And then Bridget's like, oh, but I'm sure that you would though. And I was like, no, nah, I just never liked them. She's like, okay, well, instead of pickles, I've got some vinegared cucumber. And I went, oh, great. And I ate it and I loved it.
Bridget is going, and I mean this, is going to be such a good mum. Because, like, you know how you have to say to kids, like, oh, no, it's like chocolate vegetables. And they go, oh, my God. And they eat them. There's no chocolate on them. No. Like, it's just vegetables. And they go, no, these ones are chocolate broccoli. My mum used to say, like, this broccoli is just little trees. And I'd go, oh, yummy.
Can like you just add that to the Tony Mum's a fucking liar account, yeah. Cam? Because it's a growing list.
But so, like, Bridget's going to be so good at that because she's already had so much practice. Being like, no, this is just a vinegared cucumber. And you go, oh, okay.
The thing with the difference between Bridget and your lying mum is Bridget wasn't lying.
No, but my mum was like, they're little trees, which they kind of are.
Yeah, they're little trees. You know. I thought about the chocolate. Oh, they're made of chocolate.
Oh, she didn't say that to me. But okay, like, you know,
because you're not a fucking idiot who wouldn't believe that.
Yeah. But you know how there's like those parenting cookbooks that are like brownies that have zucchini and avocado and stuff in them, yep, to like give your kids extra vegetables. I'm saying that like Bridget's already been practicing. It's like she tells you that when she puts onion in stuff, you go, is that onion? She goes, no, it's just flavour. Because you don't, you
we
reckon you
not
don't
to
like
talk
onion.
About that publicly.
You know what I mean?
And I go, well, are you putting some flavour in that? She goes, yeah.
Yeah. Which it is. So, you know.
Still
I just,
not lying. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
But when I learned that cucumbers were pickles, I was taken aback by that, I will say. Yeah.
Let's finish up with Hills.
Hi, Hills.
And these are all from the Tony and Ryan Patreon, by the way.
Hills Mackay, it would be.
Yeah, I think we should do some more of these because they're fucking insane.
Please.
Hills said, did you guys know 24/7 doesn't just mean like a lot? It actually means like all the time because it's like 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week.
Yeah.
She just thought it was just like a saying.
Yeah, I can see how you...
We're doing it all the time, like 37.6. But she just thought it was a random number.
Oh,
in
yeah.
In her mind, that was the same thing.
What does 7-Eleven mean?
It used to be open from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Our business would be called, like, 7 till 10. But
on demand.
A.m.
On demand.
Oh, yeah. 24/7.
Whenever you want to listen.
24/7.
Available 24/7. You're fucking welcome, everyone.
Thanks for that, Hills.
You're welcome.
Hi, it's Stevie from Tarpina in South Australia, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Yeah. A massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers, a few of them that you just heard from, actually, in our dummy segment. So if you join our Patreon, we really take care of you. Garrett Mutoff, thank you so much. Erica Keeney, Scotty D. Allison Cox, and Jordan Montgomery. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thanks, George.
So I just took a sip of a very sour, like a ginger soda.
Oh,
you know, sometimes ginger will just really like...
Yeah, hit you back of the throat.
Take your breath away. Yeah. is there someone in your life that always cancels? Rhetorical questions, please don't. And don't answer me with
anything.
Those eyes.
I haven't said anything.
Don't answer me with that look.
I haven't said
don't
anything.
Answer me with that face.
I haven't said anything.
Is there someone in your life who you can almost guarantee is just not going to rock up?
Don't you sometimes love those people though? You know, when you've kind of locked something in and you go, fuck, it's like maybe you locked it in on Monday. It's gotten to Friday. You've had a massive week at work.
Yep.
And you go, fuck, wouldn't it be great if they cancelled? And then you get that text.
Yeah. Oh,
and
mate.
You go, and it says like, oh, hey, bro. Oh, don't think I can do tonight. And you go, fuck yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
And you go, oh, nah, mate, all good. We'll organise another thing. And then you don't.
So something we've been meaning to do for a year is get involved with the Renegade Pub Football League here in Melbourne.
Uh-huh.
We want to be football professionals.
Well, no, let's not get crazy. I think so when we first looked at it, we were like, wouldn't that be so fun? And then obviously the season
it was almost over.
So when you say we've wanted to do it for a year – A lot of that time it hasn't been running.
Yeah, but it's a very social league, all genders welcome, people who've played, people who haven't. Yeah. It's a very, even though they keep score, it's like not really about winning, hey.
It's just a bit more of like a scratch kind of.
Everyone gets a go. If you've never played before, what a great opportunity to get outside on a Sunday and kick the footy and run around with some lovely people.
Yeah.
So we've been meaning to get down there for ages.
Yeah.
and there's a training session on over the weekend. And I was, would you say I was leading the cause in terms of like, let's get down there?
I wouldn't say you were. You were. You messaged yesterday morning and said they've got training at 3.
Yep.
Like, we're going.
Cam, are you in? Tony, are you in? Are we all doing this? I was trying to rev the crowd up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this. It's one of the last trainings before the season starts. Great opportunity to get in there.
Yeah.
And as much as I sometimes cancel and don't do things I don't like.
Sometimes is
one subjective. Thing that you will agree with is that I don't like being known as that person. I'm not saying it's not true, but I hate that that's what I've become. I'm not proud of it, of being
would
a canceller.
Would you hate if people called you a murderer?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why you don't do it. So, like, I guess it's like, if you don't want people to call you a murderer, don't murder anyone. Oh, I would hate for people to call me a canceller.
I know there
you
is.
You see where I'm going?
Yeah.
So
so I do see where you're going.
So you revved everybody. So as soon as you sent the message, I replied and was like, I'm out. Like, I really need a kind of couch day.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm settled in at home. I'm just like trying to reset the house for the week kind of thing.
Yep.
And you went, all right, well, Cam, like, producer Cam, are you coming? And Cam was like, yeah, I'm in. That'll be so much fun. And then Cam goes, oh, well, like, Tony, wouldn't it be great, like, if you came down and you brought Pippa? Like, oh, she'd be talk of the town. And you went, yeah, you really should come down. And I was like, oh, it was a bit rainy. It was a bit shitty weather. And I was sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
And you guys were, like, planning in our group chat, like, oh, yeah, meet you at this time. Like, see you at this spot. We'll park at this spot, whatever. And I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go. And we'll bring, I was like, Torbs, do you want to come? We'll take Pip down.
Yep.
We'll go and buy her a little puffer jacket beforehand because it was raining.
Yeah. In the
and,
team colours.
Yeah. It was just a black.
With mum's number
black
on the back. like a little kid
oh
in the.
Oh my God, that's so cute, actually. Yeah, we will do that. Yeah. And I was like, yep, pumped. And I was literally, the text was, I was about to hit send when you text again.
Guys, I'm out.
Oh, guys, I don't think I can come today, actually. Yeah, don't think it's going to work out.
So let me take you into the inner sanctum of what was happening in my house as these texts were flying around.
So I get your text, I go, classic.
And then you're like, thank God. You could have gone without me.
No, but I was just like, oh, okay, well, that's not happening now.
Yeah, so I've been put on, well, I'm not saying that sounds like Bridget's.
Yeah, that sounds awful.
That sounds awful. Expecting a baby any day now.
Literally any minute. Every time you text me, I'm like, it's happening.
Yep. So last time I played football would have been 10 years ago and my arm fell out of my socket. I was complaining the other week about like Achilles tendonitis. I'm just like old sore guy.
What ended up happening with the Achilles tendonitis?
I'm still hobbling around.
Oh.
I think I need to do stuff. Stretch,
you'll probably just cancel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hasn't been a priority, but I'm still very aware of it, especially when I wake up in the morning.
Ooh, like, it would be real tight.
So we've kind of said, hey, let's not put any of us in a situation where we could get hurt. Imagine if you rolled your ankle and then a baby comes tomorrow and you're supposed to be in the hospital helping
100%,
me. And also,
it makes sense.
Especially since we both got COVID at that meet and greet, we're a bit like, hey, we're pretty close.
Yeah.
You go to work, you come home, let's wrap ourselves up in cotton wool.
Yeah.
So we've had these chats.
Yeah, because imagine if you missed, like you couldn't be there because you rolled your ankle at football.
Yeah.
You know, like COVID what a, yeah, crazy.
So I go, hey, Bridge, do you know where I put those football boots? And she goes, why do you need to know where they are? And I went, yeah, I got footy training today. And it was probably 20 minutes after we'd last spoken about, like, let's just be cool. Keep it easy.
Yeah.
Even she's like, is the gym sterile? Can you not go to the gym? I was like, oh, okay, well, if you don't want me to.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then she goes, what? And I go, yeah, I'm going to go play football. You know those people, blah, blah, blah.
So not only is it the first she's heard of it.
Yeah, that was also one of the issues. Yeah. Is that I've gone, nah, football. And I go, and I said to her like,
Don't you listen to the podcast? We've talked about
this all the time. And I said, last year we said we'd go, we didn't make it. I don't want to be that guy who says stuff and then doesn't do it. And then she said, so what you said to me is I'm going to take it easy, not leave the house and not put myself in danger. Mm. And you're trying to cancel on that.
Oh, rock in a hard place situation.
But I go, but I promise these other people I'd go. And she goes, how many times have you been down there? How do you know them? What are their names? And I was like, oh, one girl messaged, but I don't know any of them. She goes, yeah, so this is your daughter and I'm your wife, but you don't want to let them down, right?
That's a hard sell.
And I was like, well, I don't want to let you guys down as well. And she's like, well, cool, don't break your ankles or dislocate a shoulder and don't get COVID. And I was like, yeah, no, I think I will stay in A.
I mean, are you COVID safe because we've had it? Like, I don't know how it works.
You know how there's 78 different strains?
Oh, I see.
So that's what I thought. I was like, because I was like, I'm invincible.
Well, that's
right.
I
can't get it again. And someone's like, well, you can get another strain. I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. So we've got the Perth strain. Maybe we brought it back over.
Oh my God.
So I basically.
It is actually completely fair. Like, the reason was fair enough. I think it's just.
I should have known that before I revved everyone else up.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, guys, we need to do this. Okay, I'm in. I'm actually out.
What's that saying? And it's like, look after your backyard before you look at someone's front yard or something. Like take care of things at home before you like.
Yeah.
What is it? Like, take care of things. Take care of things in your own backyard before you go talking about what's in other people's front yard.
Did you guys go without me?
That classic saying. No, we didn't.
Okay.
Because I hadn't committed.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool.
Well, I was surprised I didn't go, oh, that totally understandable, Ryan. Cam, see you there at 3?
Yeah.
You guys were quite happy. It was pretty shit weather.
It was really shitty weather. Yeah. And anyway, but I get it. But I think it's the thing of like, you know, if you don't want to be a canceller, don't cancel. But I think that if you just knew what you wanted to do, and you talked about it first and confirmed and then just didn't say anything, that would have also been fine.
It was the rev up.
You know, it was the rev up.
Yeah. But I was revved up. No, I wanted to go.
And I know that you get excited. You just get excited.
I get excited. Yeah. I was like, I only have one calf. I've got one shoulder that works. I've got a baby a few days away.
Yeah.
It's 4 degrees out. Maybe today's not the day.
Yeah. And it wasn't. Like, the weather was cruel. It was not the day. We would have definitely gotten sick.
It was not the day. So we'll definitely be there this weekend, though.
Oh, the baby's come. Oh. God, another excuse.
But shout out to the Renegade Football League and our team that we've never met, the old Bar Unicorns.
Yeah.
We'll get down there.
And they all do this, they do the little horn.
It took me a while. Speaking of things that are obvious in hindsight, I didn't realize they were doing unicorn signs. I just thought there was like this weird little gesture.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, because they're unicorns.
My love to see it is from someone who isn't cancelling. Katie Barbary posted this in our Facebook group. Today I went out of my comfort zone and did that thing. She started the fucking blog. I'm a stay-at-home mum to 2 beautiful boys, 22 months and 6 months.
Beautiful.
And I've been, so what's 22 months? Like almost 2?
Yep.
And I've been
hot,
feeling.
Quick math. That's my love to see it.
Thank you. And I've been feeling so lonely. Oh, can you not be one of those parents?
What?
Oh, she's 17 and a half months old.
I will say months until they're 21 years.
21 months.
That's it. How old are they? They're 112 months.
And I've been feeling so lonely and overwhelmed lately, which would be really hard, especially you're a stay-at-home mom. Maybe you're not fucking like chatting to any other bloody adults.
Need adult conversation.
Totally. And just that sense of identity, I think. Like, you're
maybe
more
we should
than
send her a deep fryer.
I don't think that you should do that for anybody. Anyway, today I finally fought through my anxiety that's been stopping me from going for weeks and joined the local play group.
Oh, great.
I've already made a couple of friends and honestly, you love to see it. I can't explain to you how much talking to the other mums with similar experiences helped me. I encourage any other mums who are feeling a little lonely to join their local play group as well.
That's great advice.
Isn't that so lovely? Yeah. And I think, like, you know, mums helping mums helping mums helping mums. Mum group.
Is it fair to say mum groups may be similar to pub football? Because we don't know them. We've like one of them listens to the show and has messaged and just said, yeah, we'd love to have you down.
You guys should come down.
We've never really met in person. We did meet one of them at Hot Fun Garbage. Anyway, it's always like more daunting before you do it. And then you rock up and it's like, fine. And then you leave, go, oh, that was so easy and I feel so better for having done it. You never regret doing those things.
It's always darkest before the daunt.
Don't talk
before
about
before it's daunting.
Don't talk about my backyard while your front yard is yet to be renovated. I think that's the.
Yeah. Is that the same? Anyway, I just thought you love to see
you
that, Katie.
See
and
that.
Good on you, because it's really hard to put yourself out of your comfort zone, especially when you know when you're a bit out of practice?
Yeah.
Like after COVID, my social skills were dog shit.
Your riz is low.
Yeah, you know? And so if you've been a stay-at-home mom and kind of not really chatting to other people, you probably, you know, you've been out of the game for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good on you, Katie. I love to see that.
Do you? I've got two here. I don't know which one to do. Do you want to
do the shorter one?
Oh. Jordan Simmons.
Hi, Jordan.
I'm currently in the... We all love, we love a pun on this show.
Oh, we do, yeah. I mean, I just said it's always darkest before the dawn, so...
Yeah, I mean, you actually can't write that stuff.
Pun town.
I am currently in the process of saving and planning to build not a patio, but a catio for my little sweet kitty.
Oh.
She used to be an outdoor cat, but having a litter, she became a bit bougie.
Oh.
Now
also a stay-at-home meow.
Yeah. She now wants to be outside, but she needs to know it's safe. So she's trying to get this kind of like outside, but still nice.
Oh.
And so they're building a little catio.
Do we have a photo of the catio?
No, because the plans are in where they haven't built yet. But
do we have a blueprint? Or
I would like to see a floor plan.
Yeah, and I'd like to see the subject to council approval.
Yeah, thank you very much.
As well, yeah.
An artist impression, maybe.
Yeah.
is that too much to ask?
Maybe a render.
Is that too much to ask?
Maybe you made it in CAD or something. In CAT.
Computer automated. What starts with T? Terraces.
Tony.
You're a
cat. I am Tony.
But Jordan, when it's finished,
we'd love to see that catio.
Please send it through. And the word catio
is so good.
Needs to be used more.
I plan on using it about 12 times today.
Yep. All right. I know it's a Monday for most of you listening, and it's back to work. But hey,
we're with ya.
Yeah. Let's be shit together.
Don't make any plans that you'll probably want to cancel on Friday. That's my advice.
And
for the
don't
day.
Clean your own backyard before your front yard.
Go to someone else's front yard who also has a deep fryer and had McDonald's and fish and chips in one day.
I am so excited about getting you a deep
fryer. I actually need you to not do it. I could not be more serious.
I'm about to say something silly. Should I say it?
Don't. What is it?
I think... No, no. Could we do like... merch, but it's like Tony and Ryan branded deep fries?
No. What, like a George Foreman grill?
Yeah. Tony, we'll work for him. Yeah, we'll get George Foreman to sell them.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, Matt, we'll work on it.
Live right. See you tomorrow.
If Cam and I rock up to your house with a deep fryer, will we be welcomed better or worse than we were when
we turned up? And can you imagine that being worse?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually can't.
I wouldn't try it.
I actually can't.